what did you find in the freezer? Mm-hmm. Because hubby Justin has a new obsession and an idea of his to do something to ours.
We're not having a bait tray in the freezer.
I'm keeping it. It's the salmon that I've caught that I'm going to use to catch crayfish.
Do you know how much that stuff stinks?
Not if it's frozen and in a bag and it's been, looked after. You're just, fine.
But you're going to have frozen fish in the bottom of the freezer that's
just
going to stay
there. What the hell do you think fish fingers are? They're frozen fish.
They're at least going to leave the freezer. You're just going to put dead fish in the freezer? No, it's a brand new it's a brand new fridge, baby. That you insisted on buying.
They're going to be used as bait. When Paul and I go fishing, out in crayfishing, and we catch crayfish. You'll eat crayfish.
Why would I eat crayfish? I don't even eat fish.
Crayfish is beautiful.
Baby, I don't want a fish tray to, fish at the bottom of the
just
freezer.
Just ignore the freezer.
Why can't you get a fridge and put it out in the garage, like a bait fridge?
Why would I buy another fridge? I will.
No, I don't. Okay, forget about that.
I will buy a chest freezer then.
Now he wants to buy a chest freezer.
Yes.
Husband Justin wants to keep a whole thing in the freezer of fish.
Yeah.
Dead fish. That he gets when he's fishing.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The freezer isn't huge. He's the one that insisted on buying this bloody thing that doesn't even fit in the space of the fridge, right? The fridge is massive down the bottom. It's a freezer that's got just a little bit of space, like a few trays. I'm talking like some vegetables that you could put in, ice trays, some frozen berries, that sort of stuff. Mm. And now he wants to dedicate a whole tray in the freezer
full
of fish for bait.
Well, you'll be happy once he gets all those crayfish, though. Which would be very, very nice around Christmas time.
That's another thing.
The craze.
Now he's decided that he wants to go out and, Rex hunt it up and go out and get crayfish with Landlord Paul.
Delicious.
No, I don't like this idea of the whole freezer being lost to my husband's new obsession
with
fishing.
You won't smell it at all.
So that's what he says.
Yeah. No. I'm on his side.
You're on his side.
Yeah,
100%. Well, that's a surprise. You're on Justin's side.
I love him, and I want to come around for dinner.
No, I don't. Look,
get some flatted.
I shouldn't have given him this idea of the fridge out in the garage, the freezer, because I think he's going to do it now. Because if I give Justin permission to go out and spend money, it's like Bob's drunk and he'll do it. Yeah, I'm not sold. This whole tray dedicated to something useless yet again.
Kelly from Old Beach. What did you find in the freezer, Kelly?
Photographs.
What did you, Kelly? Of who?
I did. I have a girlfriend and we were having a little bit of a session, went to get some ice out of the freezer, find all these photographs in there. So she has a thing that if she's got a beef with somebody or someone's really peeved her off, she puts a photo in the freezer and it's like, they're done to me.
Oh.
Kelly, that is amazing. You know what? Psychic Anna in Kingston has told me to do the same thing. No, seriously, apparently if you're getting trolled online by people, right, which has happened to me, you have to, you draw a photo or you write that person's name down. It's a witchy thing. It's a white witchy thing. If you want to get rid of negative energy, you put it in the freezer.
There you go.
I was just glad I didn't find my own photo.
Yeah, true. Put you on ice, Kelly. 131060, we're asking you, what did you put in the freezer? And Ange, what did you find in the freezer?
A full feathered rooster.
Oh, my God. What?
Why?
His name was Huey, and we were getting him taxidermed, and we had to wait for our taxidermist mate to come and collect him. So the only place you could put him was in the freezer.
Oh, my God. And did anyone see it? Did you just ignore little Huey every time he had to go and pull out some ice?
No, well, anytime anyone went in there, he was there.